Chapter 44. New York, September 1986.
It must sound, said Alice, as though we were very naive, that we had no idea of what was around the corner. We understood that the machinery was in motion, that something was coming, even if we didn't know exactly what. Though I knew that the De Rosés had felt it more than most, and yet, she smiled, and yet knowing in some interior, cleverer part of yourself isn't the same as acknowledging it. It's a sort of arrogance, I suppose, not believing that it is going to affect you. We could talk about the possibility of war, Tom and I, but we didn't actually think it would come to us. Because when the war is somewhere else, however much you might try to prepare for its arrival, it isn't real. There's something Martha Gellhorn said. War happens to people, one by one. That's exactly it, you see. Until it happens to you, you have no way of understanding it, let alone imagining it. Until then, it is simply a monster under the bed. So Tom went back to his life in New York, and I carried on in Paris, certain that I would join him in the end. I was addicted to the city, to my life there, but I knew that for him I would go anywhere. I only needed some time to say goodbye to it all. But you stayed, I said, realizing in that moment that that must be the case. You never left. Yes, I stayed. You see, when it came to it, I couldn't leave. Were you trapped? No, not exactly. I could have escaped with all the others that left before they arrived, but I had already made the decision to stay if it came to it, just as I'd told Tom. Tom liked to tell me that I was brave, but I wasn't. I'd run away from everything once before. I wasn't going to run away again. If I had known then what it would mean for us, in the end, would I have acted differently? Perhaps in staying, I was acting not out of courage, but from that same arrogance, that belief in one's own invulnerability, believing, blindly, that everything would work out all right. Alice cocked her head to one side and regarded me. Then her eyes slid to the waiter, moving silently between the tables at the far end of the room. The wine is lovely in its way, but I think for the next part I have to tell you, we could benefit from something stronger. She gave a quick, conspirator's smile. Tell me, my dear, have you ever tried absinthe?